Kandu, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King granulated soap present for your enjoyment Kandu, the magician. Today is Monday, wash day in most American homes, and we sincerely hope that every Monday is White King wash day for you. Yes, every Monday morning, before you begin your weekly wash, be sure, be very sure, you have a box of White King soap on hand. White King is first and foremost a washing machine soap. When you use White King in your washing machine, you are sure of getting plenty of rich, thick, energetic suds. Those suds wash off surface dirt and wash out hidden dirt. White King suds stand up even when you cool the water down to safely wash dainty undies, fleecy blankets, and bright colored cottons. And White King suds rinse away freely and completely in your rinse water, leaving your clothes free of both suds and soil. Clean as clean can be. So remember, please, no washing machine works better than the soap you use. Nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. In gypsy dress, Princess Naji has secretly entered Montebania for a conference with Frank Chandler. But when she learns from Dorothy that the malevolent dwarf Arenye is in the castle, she insists on speaking to him at once, unknown to Chandler. Over Dorothy's protests, Naji enters the locked room. Suddenly, fire breaks out on the lower floor. Almost instantly, the old woodwork is blazing furiously. Hurrying the regents outside, Chandler discovers where Naji is. Flames are racing up the stairway behind him as he opens the door. He lowers Naji from the window, and below, the family looks up, terrified and helpless, as the upper floors collapse with a crash.
Kandu, the magician.
Come on, Mom. We can't just stand here in the snow.
Oh, I'm not cold, Bob.
Mother, do you really think Uncle Frank... I mean, he didn't.
Darling, of course he didn't get out.
Oh, but Mother...
You saw him there in the window. The floor must have given away.
If he hadn't taken time to get that little shrimp Arenye out, he could have made it himself. Well, let's go, Mom.
Oh, not yet, Bob. I can't think what to do.
I just know he can't be in there.
You're only making it worse for Mom, Beth.
Oh, no, I'm not, Bob. Mother, I bet this is what the yogi meant.
Meant by what, Betty?
Well, you know, about not being deceived by the appearance of death. Let's go around to the front and see if he's
there. Oh, Betty, Betty. Those messages from the yogi were for Uncle Frank, not for us.
They might not have been.
Look, Mom, you can't do any good here. Let me take you down to Mr. Mason's. Well, that's what Uncle Frank would say, I bet.
Well, oh, I suppose you may as well. I'll have to send a telegram to your father.
You'd think the fire department could have got up here before the whole place caved in.
Oh, I bet there's no such thing as a fire department.
Yeah.
And I bet somehow or other Uncle Frank got out anyway.
Don't keep saying that, will you?
I will, too. I just don't believe that he... Oh, listen, Mother. There's a carriage coming up the hill.
I wonder if it's Mr. Mason. I bet you can see this fire for 50 miles. Come on, Mom. You can ride down to the consulate.
That's a good idea, Doc.
Huh? Uncle Frank! Oh, Frank!
By golly.
I told you he'd get out.
By golly, I sure didn't think you'd make it. How'd you do it?
By magic, didn't you, Uncle Frank?
Well, there was no other way. Where's Naji?
Naji? I forgot all about her.
I'll go and see.
Well, where did you leave her?
Around here in the back where we were standing.
Mr. Chandler.
Oh, Mr. Mason.
Thank heaven you're all here. When I saw the plane...
Just a minute. There's still someone missing.
Good Lord. Still in there? Who?
No, she was outside, but... Well, perhaps I'd better tell you about her now. Mason, it looks as though I'll have to impose on you to a certain extent.
My dear fellow, all of you must come down and stay with me at the consulate, of course.
Well, thank you, but the rest of us can go to a hotel.
Nonsense. I won't hear of it.
And the point is, this lady's in the country, well, illegally.
Mr. Chandler, I'm surprised you take such a risk.
She took the risk herself. And I had no idea she was coming. And I certainly thought she could leave without being discovered.
Women seem to think restrictions are made to be outwitted. How did she pass the border inspection?
She came through the mountains.
Alone?
No, but...
how could she possibly...
I'd rather not explain, except to say that she didn't come here because of a feminine whim. She is working with me, and she had information she didn't wish to trust to the mails.
I see. Well, it's risky business, but I'll do what I can.
Thank you. Can you trust your servants not to tell anyone?
Oh, certainly. They've been with me for years. Mr. Chandler, did you save anything from the fire?
Not a thing. 5 minutes after it broke through from the cellars, it was too late.
We found Najee, Uncle Frank. See? He's all right.
Good. We're going down to Lobova now.
We'll get in the carriage then. Najee?
Please do, Mrs. Regent. Why do you think the fire started in the cellars, Mr. Chandler?
It must have been running along those heavy beams under the floors for more than an hour. It was deliberately set.
No. You know who did it?
Yes. And I wonder what became of him.
Of whom?
Bob, what happened to Urania?
Gosh, I don't know, Uncle Frank. I couldn't hold on to him.
Who was it?
A particularly vicious little dwarf. He'd just confessed to me that he'd shot the king.
Are you serious? And he got away?
Yes, because of the fire. Well, there's no reason to wait here any longer. It'll just have to burn itself out.
Fortunately, there are no other buildings up here.
Yes. I'm wondering how Dmitri will take the news.
Surely you don't think he was responsible for it?
I'm not too sure. I've found certain things in the castle that might have been quite embarrassing to Dmitri. Well, shall we go?
A gentleman to see you, sir.
Well, you know better than to announce a visitor without giving me his name.
You refuse
enough of this.
Roxor, if I had known...
Dmitri, have you nothing better to do than sit here in Metso's library pretending to be a strong man?
Metso's left his files in disorder, Roxor.
Files, the whole country's in disorder. I was not even questioned at the frontier.
An error for which the border guard will be shot.
And how many other men do you suppose have entered as I did, unquestioned?
Metzos has been dead only one day.
I did not come here to listen to your excuses.
Oh, please, take this chair, Roxor. You are still far from well.
Do not regard the stories of my illness too seriously. It suits me very well that the newspaper should print them. According to them, I am at the door of death.
You do not look well, Roxor.
Enough! Now, what have you done with Chandler?
It goes well, Roxor. Fremont.
You are lying, Dmitri. When first I sent you here, you were filled with certainty. What is wrong now?
Well, these things require time.
You have had time.
Did you not see the flames as you came from the station? The castle is burned.
Are you trying to tell me Chandler is dead? I do not believe it.
Oh, no, 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 monsieur. I am only saying that with the underground temple destroyed, it will be much more difficult to proceed.
Weeks ago, you reported that you had invoked the blackest of all the ancient curses upon Chandler, upon his whole family, even Regent.
It is true.
Then you are no sorcerer. By the ruin of the world, Chandler cannot be the only man alive to perform these tricks.
They are not tricks, Roxor.
You were to separate the family Regent. You were to send the boy to me to work against Chandler. One by one, they were to become what you call lost ones. Well?
Well, it is unfortunate. I do not like to have to say this, but you cannot understand these things.
If I understood them, I would have no need of you.
You must permit me to proceed in my own way.
You have attempted this sorcery and you have failed.
You know I do not fail. The boy in Paris, Comte Stepan, Mademoiselle Roger.
We speak of Chandler.
Roxor, permit me. Little brandy here. You should not excite yourself. It is not poisoned. I will drink with you. A votre santé.
I will not be put off, Dmitri. Your sorcery has failed. Confess it.
Roxa, I am more than a sorcerer, much more. I can accomplish more than Metzos dare to dream of. He was a clod, a simple soldier who never should have laid aside his rifle.
This is your confession. You have failed.
Only with the boy, young Regent.
You fool!
Chandler discovered my plan before I was prepared. Ah, that is nothing, Roxa, this thing.
You will leave for Paris tonight.
Roxa, you are not thinking...
I will not tolerate failure.
If I go, who's to keep order here? The peasants are ready to revolt since the dwarf shot Pavel Karowitz. They are prepared to restore the throne. His son Nicholas has become an idol overnight.
I will dispose of Nicholas. Dmitri, you will go.
Monsieur Roxo, your long illness has dulled your wits. You cannot afford to be seen here.
No.
Chandler knows you. He will know why you have come. He will report to his government.
Nonsense. As far as the world is concerned, I have come to pay my last respects to my friend Metzos. Enough. Seen men like you before. The embassies are filled with them. Trying to gain power only by scheming.
This from you, Roxa?
I tell you, the fist is the weapon. The iron fist. I have finished with you, Dmitri.
Impossible.
Well, where are the regent notes? Aranya has brought them?
They will be in my hands tonight.
Good. At least you have accomplished so much. When they were not in the Paris laboratory, I was sure Chandler had them.
It must be so.
But I warn you, Dmitri. If you fail in this, you will die in agony. There is a chemical of my own devising.
Roxor, I do not like to be threatened.
Threatened? One word from me to London and you would be hanged.
No, no, no.
You imbecile? You will bring me those notes, and then you will go. I will deal myself with Chandler. Chandu, the magician. Ha!
And now, before we say goodnight, Chandu the Magician has an exciting gift for all you ladies listening. The gift of a helpful wash book prepared for you by the makers of White King Soap. The name of this book is Washing Made Easy. And it is yours for the asking in exchange for just one White King Soap box top. Washing Made Easy is written just like a cookbook. It gives you rules and recipes for every type of wash day problem. It tells you exactly how much soap to use, how to overcome hard water problems, how to use and care for your automatic washing machine. And now this White King Wash Book is yours as a gift from Chandu the Magician in exchange for one White King Soap box top mailed to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. If you are having any wash day problems, send in the questions you would like answered by White King's staff of wash day experts. Mail in your questions and your White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap, and there's no soap like White King. Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.